Hello and welcome to the Echo Chamber podcast. My name is Tony Groves and we are still looking at the results. Just going to go straight into it, Martin. Just to give you an idea of where we're standing. The numbers as they stand, Fianna Fáil going to finish up around 39 seats, Sinn Féin 37, Fine Gael 35, Greens maybe 12, Sock Dems at 6, hell of a performance there.
Yeah.
Labour on 5, Solidarity PVP on 5. Independence for Change only one, and then about 19 independents.
Yeah, and the independents are mixed. There's a big mix.
Big mix there. First thing I want to say is, and again, don't mind what anybody else is saying. This is a disaster for Fine Gael. They're now the third largest party. The last time they had that share of the vote, the leader stood down overnight. They haven't had as bad a result as this one, actually. In, I think someone said about 87 years or something like this. Former Taoiseach Leo Varadkar, the knives are out for him. You've seen people already saying that he should consider his position. And I've seen a lack of humility from Fine Gael. They're waiting for the general public to apologise to them for not voting for them. So, you know, we're happy enough for you not to get it because we don't really understand why. If you don't understand why we don't like you, well, that's the problem right there.
I think they do, Tony. I think they very do, much do. I think they have always spoken to their base, and you're not their base.
Yeah, I get that. I should be. I'm the very definition of who should be a Fine Gael voter. Financial services, blah, 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 blah. You know.
Yeah, but you don't see housing or homelessness as normal.
No, and I'd like...
So, I mean, it's those issues that make the difference with people.
I agree, and that's what those issues have crept into the middle classes, and they've eaten into... We've seen, did you see one statistic that 16% of first-time Sinn Féin voters were Fine Gael voters.
Well,
they jumped. These are the equivalent of what they call in the US, Martin, the Obama-Trump voters. Yeah. I voted for Obama, didn't go, so now I'm going all in on Trump. And this is what's happened with a lot of Fine Gael's voting bloc. They've decided they're going all in on... Now, going back to the financing, there's already talk of, you know, shares have taken a hit. You know, that is the most natural thing in the world. Anybody who's using that to scaremonger is ridiculous.
Oh, look, Boris Johnson lets a fart and the stock market reacts.
This is but it's a game. It's like they're playing with numbers. It's all well and good. This is a scare tactic. It's run of the mill. These things even themselves out over time. If the trend is one way, the trend is one way. The real concern for Ireland is that not the stock market, it's how exposed we are to certain things in the US and in the wider world and trade wars.
Particularly to do with our taxation situation.
Absolutely. So let's not, and again, important to point out, not one party deviates from the fact that Ireland needs FDI and Ireland will not compromise on its corporation tax rule. Whether I believe it's right or wrong, that's not the point. Not even the parties that are supposedly far left are calling for that to change anytime soon. Couple of things. Great results for the Sock Dems, has to be said.
Sock Dems have tripled their number of TDs. Proportionally, a much bigger win for the Sock Dems than probably anybody else out there. Proportionally.
Yeah.
A much bigger win. They've returned some nice candidates, some very good candidates. We have Gary Gannon coming up later, so we have Gary on. Great day for the Sock Dems. Really good day for AAPPP as well.
Yeah, I suppose... We will talk about the power of how grassroots movements move things. And a simple thing like the transfer left thing has really worked. Peter Kavanagh, who was a friend of the pod and ran for the Greens, we saw Gino Kenny literally put up his tweet saying that he'd conceded. And Peter Kavanagh's votes transferred en masse to Gino, and all of a sudden, as Gino said, I think I'd written my own obituary too soon.
Yeah.
And he's back in front of the cameras and he's successfully re-elected.
We have Gino back, we have Joan Collins back, we have Paul Murphy back, we have Holly, who was elected for the first time. That is the power of the hashtag or the slogan, if you want to call it a slogan, of vote left, transfer left. And when you see the pundits on the mainstream media and they're really trying to come to grasps with what has changed, that's the key thing. It was transfers. All these little seats that got decided yesterday evening and today, they didn't go the way they expected them to go, the way they would normally go because of vote left, transfer left.
Look up the road from us, Conor Reddy in PVP finished ahead of the Fine Gael candidate, you know, from transfers from the left.
It's a much stronger slogan than any of the parties had.
That is actually quite funny now. We can do that and look through our fingers and look at it. You know, Fine Gael's Look Forward. It was another, yeah. Yet again, they have managed to make hames of their, and they actually changed midstream. They decided instead of saying Look Forward, they said, It's Not Enough. And it became, you know, I'm reminded of a guy who lies on the ground when he's getting a kick and he says, You got me. And that was their slogan. Vote for us. We're lying on the ground saying, I'm in bits.
Okay. And then you have Fianna Fáil's An Ireland for All. And then I saw Jack Chambers been elected and all the people around him were at least three times his age. Jack is a very old person trapped in a young person's body.
That's unfair.
No, it's not. And, you know, I really think that Jack is the only young person. They had Lisa Chambers, who's gone now.
Yeah.
So Jack is the only kind of young person. So they're just going to keep pushing Jack out front. And I think Jack's real job in Fianna Fáil is to carry the heart monitor and restart any of the hearts that stop. I think that's his real job.
What's going to happen now is obviously Mary Lou has made it clear that she wants to reach out to the broad left and start talking about a programme for government, and can they agree on a programme for government? Realistically, very difficult to do. Very, very difficult to do. This will take real statecraft, because what you're trying to do is craft an actual narrative for a full government that is a broad left that has to put aside silly differences and say, can we focus on these key issues? We look at Portugal and how they said we'd put in the centre. What they did was eradicate poverty. We need something as ambitious as that. Give a huge goal to aim for. Something that you can say, okay, you don't like the EU and I like the EU and you don't like... Shut up. Right? Let's go there. Let's get this done. If that can't be done, you know, then it becomes Micheál Martin. The pressure's going to come on from the media now. Look, absolutely, pressure, it's already on.
The pressure, look, and the narrative, at the moment I'm listening, and the narrative out there is, will Fianna Fáil go into coalition with Sinn Féin? And it is that Sinn Féin need to be brought into the fold and house-trained, and it'll absolutely destroy Sinn Féin, the same as destroyed the PDs. Mm. The Greens are very lucky to come back out. They're the only party that got knocked back down to nothing and have come back. And a lot of that is on the goodwill of Vote Left, Transfer Left. They've done very well. And I'd hate that anybody would think about that their vote is a standalone vote. It's not. It's part of a larger left movement, and people are trusting that the Greens are left. They are trusting that they are. Sinn Féin, Fianna Fáil coalition. Why in God's name would Sinn Féin go for it, Tony?
Well, they wouldn't. The simple fact is, if Sinn Féin have a programme for government that they want to implement, they can't implement it with, Fianna Fáil will have to rip up their housing policy because it's
out in the bin. In the bin. CISA, that's not going to happen.
No, all of that.
Get rid of that.
But now, in fairness, I think that's the thing. Fianna Fáil are political chameleons, Martin.
They can be pragmatic. Yeah, can they be that pragmatic?
Well, the biggest argument they'd have is actually convincing their base that this was going to be the thing that works for them. That's their problem. I think they'd drop their principles in 15 minutes. They'd go, do you mind stepping outside for a few minutes, knowing full well that as soon as the lads walk out, they'll go, right, what ministry do you want?
Okay, but I'll just put this question to you. More people voted for a government without Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael in it. Now, that has to be remembered. Hmm. So, you're going to get, if Sinn Féin go in to coalition with Fianna Fáil, people are going to look the next time and they're going to go, well, I didn't vote for Fianna Fáil.
Hmm.
So why are you in government with them? It's not what I voted for.
The only other thing I will say on some of the stuff that I'm hearing, and again, needs to be fact-checked better by some of the journalists who are talking to these people, when they're saying that, you know, Sinn Féin want to have a tax on these incomes and stuff, it's not on the average earner. It's literally on the 1%. It's on the 5% if you're lucky. Like, so we have to be more honest about these things. We need to say, well, you know, again, what Trump did in the States, to go back to that analogy, when he gave his tax cuts, they called it what it was. It was a tax break for the rich. Whereas what we're calling here now is saying that, oh, we want to give a break to the squeeze middle. We need to wrap up, right? So where are we? We're looking at...
We've gone from Project Fear to Project Throw Your Rattle Out of the Pram.
Yeah, okay, but like, the Fine Gael are happy to take the ball and go home, and they're actually convinced that we're going to come back and say to them, sorry lads, do you want to come back on the pitch? That's not happening, okay? They need to go away and they need to reflect seriously on how screwed they are and how out of touch they are with the vast majority of the Irish people. They definitely speak to a certain cohort, but they don't speak to large swathes of the Irish country. That is absolutely without question now. What I'd like to see now is, as I said, the broad left be able to sit down and put together a vision. The numbers are exceptionally tight. Okay,
Tony, the only real workable coalition that coincides with what voters asked for is a broad left coalition. Now, if that can't be delivered, and if it can't be delivered, it is better to have a broad left opposition and force Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil
together. I want to go back to Portugal again. They had to put it together. They had to work their arses off, and they had to prove that you have to deliver. And after 4 years, and then when they went to the people again to seek re-election, they came back with a bigger mandate.
So I have no doubt that if we had a broad left coalition, Tony, that they will come back stronger. I have absolutely no doubt that they will deliver.
I will be definitely more cynical. I would definitely be kicking them in the shins every time I feel that they deviate from pledges and promises, and I think that's only fair that we do that, because I have to say some of the stuff, I do think some of the pledges that I've seen, some of the things, they'll just have to go in the bin. But some of the big things, the big ticket things that we need to tackle as a country, they're all solvable.
I think actually Sinn Féin, Greens and a coalition of Sock Dems, BPP, few independents, I think that we could do really, really big things on climate action. Really, really radically big things.
Well, we're a small country. We can change quickly.
Far more radical than the Greens could do on their own, or the Greens could do in coalition with Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael. I think when you have voices that are prepared to go along with you and are prepared to actually budget a little. I mean, I looked a little at the Greens manifesto, Tony. It's not that outstanding. It's just not that outstanding.
Not that radical. PBP's Solidarity's PBP was
more radical.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So do the Greens need to be dragged a little bit more into, we can actually do this, believe we can do this?
I think some of the Greens didn't want to spook the horses.
Okay? I agree with you. And look, it was mentioned on Twitter that an awful lot of the Green vote, with goodwill on the back of Saoirse McHugh and people like Saoirse, I kind of have to agree. I like Saoirse. I like her vision for the future. Mm. I like her radical green vision for the future. And it's a lefty radical green vision. And I think that's where the Greens need to get to.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that is where they're going to go to. Because if they don't, it'll be a betrayal of the vast majority of the people who voted for them. Outside of, again, a small cohort of people who decided, we won't vote Fine Gael this time, we'll give the Greens the vote. The rest of them are people who actually march every Friday. They're parents of kids who march every Friday, who said, my kids are out on the street. I went to a climate march. I'm doing this. I got off my arse and joined Extinction Rebellion. I did these things. And this is what we care about. Just in terms of what we're doing, guys, we are, in terms of the podcast themselves, this has been an absolute crazy few weeks. We put a lot of work in, and it's not going to be sustainable, going forward. But we will be trying to do this, on a Patreon feed, because that's the only way we can do it. We will have our standard podcasts. We will still be bringing you things, but in terms of what some of the content, it will be patreon.com/tortoiseshack. No offense, guys, but like this has been a lot of work. We know people enjoyed it, but we just can't continue to do that volume of stuff for punishing. I mean, Martin hasn't even got petrol money out of the bloody thing. Look, the details are up on the Patreon account. Check it out. This is not about us wanting to do this. We've been at this for 2.5 years and we haven't made a cent. I've lost the price of a decent family car as it is. But, you know, fair is fair.
I'd just like to say, too, for the pundits out there trying to explain what has happened, start with vote left, transfer left. Because if you don't start with that, you're not getting the picture. You're not getting the picture. Start with that is a movement that has never ever happened before. It has completely changed the complexion of Irish politics, and it's a movement that's not going away.
we have an interview now coming up with Gary Gannon moments after he stepped away just after he was elected in Dublin Central. So he's in a count centre. It's a bit loud, but you know, it was very good of him to take the call. Talk to you all soon. We're delighted to be joined on the line by newly elected Chuck the Dáil. Is that it, Martin?
Chuck the Dáil, Gary Gannon. Cunn us a thaw to, Gary.
How are you guys as well?
We're good, Gary. No, we're big grins on us here, but we are delighted for you. And congratulations. How did you find the last 24 hours?
Touring, Tony. Genuinely touring, but also it was actually really nice. You know, it's a weird and it's a strange experience to put yourself up for election. But like you've seen some of my team. Like, we're all very close. Family's all been over there. Yesterday was a particularly long day. Today kind of flew through. But it's, yeah, like, it's a bit of a cliche, but, like, you feel very humbled and you kind of, you feel a little bit numb. Because it feels very strange to win something like that, so you don't really get time to process it.
Yeah, well,
and then there's a lot of happy people around, and there's a lot of people who you care for who are working really hard. And you're just hoping you're validating that trust that you placed in you. And I know that's a little bit cheesy, but that's really just the overriding feeling you get at that moment. Kind of, you don't know where to be looking. Cameras are being shoved in your face.
Yeah.
And you also want to make sure everyone with you feels respected and included and all of those things. So big jumble of emotion.
And it's been a wonderful campaign for the Sock Dams, Gary. They have tripled their number of representatives. A wonderful campaign.
Yeah, we did. And one of the things that I love about the Sock Dams, but it's also one of the things that's harder to explain, is that we said from the beginning that we are going to build from the ground up. And I don't think anyone else in Irish politics have ever tried to do it that way. Like, we didn't run big celebrity candidates or just try to get a few people over the line for the sake of it. We actually started off with grassroots campaigners, built branches, done the policy work. Like, had, you know, we found ourselves as a party over the course of 4 years or so. And I think this is the first time in Irish politics where you've really seen a party build over the course of a couple of years, rather than just having a spectacular election and fade into the dust as many have. We're actually building, and this today is a validation of a lot of the work that we've put in over 4 years in terms of building a political party. And I think we're just really happy and proud of ourselves at the moment.
Well, that makes sense, Gary, because it's been a tumultuous few years, and that's, I think we'll all agree that there's ups and downs like there is in all things. But can I ask you, you know, we're looking at it now in the broad context of a broad left. It must be an exciting time to know that, you know, next Thursday when people actually go into the Dáil, that these are the conversations you should be having. What are your thoughts on that? Next Thursday you're going into the Dáil, I believe, and it'll be the first time we're sitting around, and there's a potential there for a broad left. What are your thoughts on that potential now?
Yeah, I'd be very excited about it. I think the prospect for some form of left coalition is certainly there. We need to all get in the room together, because I mean, there is no homogenous left that we talked about. People have different understandings and variations of what they believe left to be. But genuinely, when it comes to policy discussions, we all can find a common direction. So yeah, that's certainly something that I'm interested in and excited by the prospect of. But I mean, that's something that has to be built over a very short period of time. Building those relationships, building that trust. But for me, it has to just be the issues down here. And like, my politics are left, we talked about that last week. But I want to build housing. I want a national health service. Like, it's not just, I want to get in the room and go, yay, broad left, isn't this all great? Like, it actually has to be about the issues.
That's a bit of a program for government.
Yeah, it has to be about drafting legislation, allocating budgets, getting infrastructure built. Like, that absolutely has to be the direction. Like, I'm very excited about the idea of working with similar-minded people across the political spectrum. But it's, you know, the only thing that's in the back of my mind now is, let's get some housing built, let's build hospitals, and let's work together. Yeah, absolutely. That's, I don't know, just the sense of hope is overriding there.
And it's been great for Dublin Central as well. I mean, they didn't bring back any Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael,
did they? Yeah,
they did. Pascal. Jeez, forgot about Pascal.
Yeah, you could kind of see the squeeze happening from about a week ago in terms of Mary Fitzpatrick. Like, when Sinn Féin started to get the storage. Mm. You could see that there wasn't going to be space for one of, potentially wasn't going to be space for at least one of the big parties. Kind of, that involved people kind of reevaluating the situation as like, I've an incredible team of strategists in my branch, really smart people. And you're able to kind of rework where we could kind of put the squeeze on with the bigger parties and kind of delve into that kind of idea of change the communities or look upon where we could find a space within that. Because in Dublin Central, you have to remember, there was two surges in Dublin Central. There was obviously the Sinn Féin surge that was most pronounced in the fact that we had the Sinn Féin leader there. Mm. But there was also a continuation of the Green surge. You know, we have an excellent Green candidate in Nasa Horrigan. Absolutely fantastic. And that was also the constituency where Ciarán Cuff had built up the Green base over the course of a couple of years. And we recognised early that that was going to hold. So we had to deal with two surges. And we also had to find our own political space within that frame because, I mean, I'm not saying things much dissimilar to what we are.
And you're being wooed now from all sides, Gary. The Sock Dems are seen as credible coalition partners. Even Pat Rabbit there a few minutes ago was saying that the Sock Dems should come back into the Labour fold. So what are your thoughts on that?
Well, look, I'm going to be a social democrat. I don't mind the fact that we have a plurality system. I think it's healthy for a democracy that there's different variations of social democracy and people who have different directions in terms of reaching common goals. But all in terms of, you know, the Labour Party, you know, that's, we've worked so hard over the course of 4 years to get to where we are. We're not going to turn around now and start trying to change direction. That's not who we are. But, you know, in terms of the social democracy that I put up there, it is about the kind of the economics of state intervention, and it's about not compromising. I don't, like, we have our own variation of social democracy, and we exist for a reason. And for me, I'm just kind of so proud of my own political party. We're not counting on anything other than just keep on building ourselves.
Gary, just finally, just to say, it's been a long time on the road campaigning, and I do want to say, on a personal note, you know, we've been in touch for a number of years now. Congratulations, and I'm delighted that you've got the result that you did today. Well done, buddy.
Thanks, but this is only the start, Tony. We'll be in touch a lot more over the next few years too, and there's still a lot more roads to travel there.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Congratulations, Chuck the Dollar Gannon.
Thank you very much, my friend. Have a good day.
Thanks, Gary.
Bye-bye.